Hi, my name is Alexis. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No. I called the chief medical officer, and they transferred me to your number. The reason that I called them is I'm trying to find out from an authoritative source if I am eligible to receive a vaccine. I have had 2 4-month stints of chemo and a very extreme surgery, and I'm 62. And I go on your website, and it says for 1C, it's people 65 and over, or people ages 16 to 64 with various things, and the first one on the list is cancer. Yet every time I go to the health department, they tell me I'm not eligible. Or if I go on the websites to try to schedule a vaccination, it doesn't provide that as an option to check. Okay. So, I don't understand why the website would say one thing, and then when I go, it says another.
Yes, ma'am. So, currently, as far as I know, the state of Alabama is in the phase 1B currently, not 1C.
Oh, so they're just ahead of schedule 1B.
1B.
So 65-year-olds.
Yes, ma'am. But you can always pre-register, and there's a phone line for the registration of the vaccine. And then what will happen is for the county that you register in, the location that you register, they will contact you and ask you any additional questions, like if you're an essential worker, if you have health conditions that put you at risk, stuff like that. But when they register, it's just your contact information and age.
Well, now, when are they going to go to 1C?
Now, that I don't know. I think it's based on availability of the vaccine. I do know there is limited resources right now that they have nationwide and in the state of Alabama. So it may be very slow, the process, but you can always be put on the list. And then as soon as they have it, they'll book you an appointment.
Okay, so this is what you think. Mm-hmm. Would anyone higher up have more knowledge than you do about this?
Well, at this line, we all have the same amount of information, but I can try to see if there's any numbers I can give you regarding speaking to someone. Give me one moment. I'll try to look for you.
Okay.
I apologize. I'm still looking to see if there's any phone number I can provide you regarding that.
Yeah, you were telling me that I could register. Mm-hmm. And I called a 334 number back in January and registered. And I'm a caregiver for my mother. And I just took her down to the health department without an appointment at all. But they took the names of all of her caregivers, and we've never heard back.
Well, the number for the registration is not a 334 number. It's an 855 number. The situation may have changed in previous months because of the fact that the amount of vaccines are limited. So it's just registration. It's not really appointments that are being booked. But I can always give you that number for registration. But let me keep looking to see if I can give you any information.
Okay.
Okay, so they have a, I'm looking on the adph.org website. They have a general information number. Most of it looks like a postal office, or they give you like an email form that you can fill out online. I'm not sure if you prefer doing that, but it's not really showing numbers.
I've sent several emails. I've never heard back.
And then they give a link to, based on the county health department, if you wanted me to give you the information for a specific county.
Well, no, I know my county is Madison County, and it's very short on vaccine. They're not even setting up appointments for people who are eligible till like late April. So,
yes, that seems like the case for most counties. It's like throughout the state that it's very limited. But as long as you're willing to travel, you can register in any county that you like, and then see if whoever contacts you first.
Right. Okay. Well, what do you think about the caregiver route, since I take care of my mother and she's in her 70s and she has severe dementia? She can't be in a nursing home because she keeps falling and they can't watch her all the time. So I heard about somebody who tried that and they were turned away. They weren't vaccinated.
Well, it may require, like, certain documentations of proof of, like, that you are a caregiver. If you have that, I think that could assist with you not being turned away. With the phase being 1B, I'm looking at what they list as critical workers right now. And they have first responders, of course, like police officers, but then I'm trying to see if a caretaker is under
home, this. Home health care is supposed to be one of the things, but I don't know where I would get proof that I'm doing that. Where would I get certification? I wonder what would count for that.
Oh, I understand. I'm not sure particularly, because I believe there was like this program where if you were a healthcare or a care home care provider, they have like a way that you can provide proof. But I'm not particularly sure if it's something that you're doing for your mother in particular. Let me see. Okay, a second. I apologize for the wait. I'm just trying to see, because I believe I've seen something regarding that before. Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm going to keep looking. Give me a second.
Okay.
Yes, it's not really giving me much information in particular for caregivers and what you can provide. I think that's up to the location or the health department. There could be other locations, I believe, like Walmart, CVS, that you can also look into. They, if you go to their websites, I think they have like this kind of quiz or survey type thing where you can fill it out and it will tell you if you're eligible or not. So I would recommend maybe looking into that. That's on the adph.org website.
Yeah.
And then under
that, and it did tell me I was eligible. It was just that I heard from that woman that when she arrived, I told her she wasn't eligible. That's why I was concerned about that.
Was that a health department or was it a like a Walmart?
Yeah, it was Jefferson County. She went to Jefferson County, and they wouldn't do it. They refused her
because
it was for her mother. So. Anyway, okay. Well, thank you for trying.
I hope I've been able to help in some way. If you do need any more information, you can always go to adph.org or cdc.gov. And did you ever want me to give you that number for the registration line as well, just in case?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay. So that number is 855.
Okay.
566.
Okay.
5333.
Okay. All right. Good deal.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Is there anything else that you needed?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.